and welcome back to episode 26 of Too Much THC.
Sorry that we were a little MIA last week.
Yeah, we just got a little caught up in some things, guys. And
you know when you just forget what day it is, and then
it was summer.
The week's over, and
you're not supposed to know what day it is.
Sometimes during
the
summer. Sometimes we just want to take a little hiatus. But now summer's over. Make sure you know what you're missing.
Summer is now over, and we are back.
We're back. We're ready.
Sorry, we just honestly we have attack. So we were many so things busy. To do. So we're here though, and we have so many things to do right now.
We are so excited
and so many things to talk about. We did some planning. Just to let you know what's up ahead in the episode, I have a little game that Maddie's gonna play, and she planned a little game for me.
We're gonna open a carnival.
Yeah, we have
with all these games.
Oh my god. Imagine a weed carnival.
Hello.
Actually,
nobody steal that.
I've heard a couple times that there's this like weed festival that comes to Toronto, and then they go right to the street that I work on.
Oh my god!
So then they all come to my store afterwards. That's I haven't experienced it yet.
I don't know if I'd want to be around that many people who smoke weed. Enough.
I would just feel like I wasn't on their vibe. I think, or I would be really jealous. And, like, wish I was there or, like, partying.
But if I was there, I'm saying. Oh. I don't know if I'd want to hang out with that many people that are stoners, you know.
I don't know. Maybe not often, but maybe once. I would do it once a year. A little festival.
Stoners are just fun. Freaks.
Some stoners are. Well, okay. Also, we're going to be doing going our to weed fest, review. Our weed review.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
We managed to scrounge
we
up the money.
We finally got, and this is why I got a second job, so we could get a new strain.
You're right. The bong is really dirty.
And it worked.
I can't get the stem out.
Nobody knows because nobody sees the water. So
well, people, I just held it up.
Stop showing it.
Well, that's why I was explaining.
And this is why I'm explaining. Nobody needs to know.
Listen, I can't get the stem out of the bong. If anybody has good bong cleaning tips.
I can get the stem out of the bong. Don't worry.
I tried for so long. Whatever.
I can do it.
So what did I end up buying? I ended up buying, I wrote down lemon haze. I know it's not lemon haze, though. It's lemon skunk or something.
Lemon skunk.
Yeah, let me see. Let me see what I wrote here. Sorry, guys.
Lemon skunk.
I'm pretty sure it's
just look at our messages. You texted
it's
me
lemon it. Skunk. It's a sativa hybrid with 22% THC.
22?
22 is quite a bit.
I don't know about you.
But I'm feeling 22.
What are the people saying about it?
Should we get into it now?
Well, you...
I kind of started.
You did get into it.
I wanted to smoke a bowl, so I started explaining what was going on. Okay, well...
Do something.
Well, it's 22% THC, which is pretty high. It's not that high. I actually took a hit off of a friend's vape the other day, which normally that doesn't do anything for me, but she told me it was 95% THC after I took the hit, because I was like, what the fuck? I kept saying, what the fuck? Why does my throat hurt from just one of those little sticks of weed sticks?
Vape.
And it worked.
Good.
So this is supposed to have like energizing effects with a mellow high.
Nice. I like energizing effects. The last one was so
sleepy.
It was horrible.
Yeah, the last
it's like,
one was
I
rough.
Want one that I can smoke at like 2 p.m. and not need to have a nap immediately. Like, it just like your whole day, you can't do chores on it or anything. Take a hit.
Sure.
While I'm talking about it. The last one, I literally would be like, it's my day off. I'm going to have a little bit of a wake and bake, you know? A little noon o'clock hit. And I would take it, and I literally would feel like I forgot how to walk. Or, like, I would be going out. I was going out to get drinks with people on Monday. And I actually would, like, I was, like, trying to, like, speed walk a little bit because I was running late. And it was, like, my body, my brain was, like, rushing, and my legs were, like, not moving.
Yeah.
Like, I was going so slow. I was, like, I have never been this body, like, or I haven't been that body high in ages. I would, like, sit on the bus and be, like, who am I?
Yeah, the last one would knock me right out.
Yeah.
right out.
But anyway, let's see what this one's going to have in store for us.
Well, I like it when it says energizing. That's why we get sativas usually, which I know most people don't, but we...
Listen, we are hardworking Canadian citizens, and we need to stay energized.
Okay, yeah. It's true. Let's see.
We don't need anything else contributing to... making us tired. We've got that covered.
We
really do.
How dark it's already getting outside, how fast.
Literally, this September, I was telling Megan this, I say this to every client that comes in, but like September came and it was like fall.
Fall.
Immediately.
It's chilly already.
Like, it started getting dark at like 7.
Yeah.
I was like, this is seasonal disgusting.
Depression is bounding towards us, it's everyone.
Running, babe. It's running. And I'm not even over the summer stuff.
Yeah, for real.
I'm still not even over last winter's stuff.
I'm trying to work out some stuff from my childhood still. So we're fucked.
It's a journey.
I kind of like it though. I was sick of the hot weather.
I was sick of the humidity. Like, I hated the humidity. It was such a recycle or something. Like, we can't be having that.
Okay. This weed that we're smoking, the lemon skunk or whatever, I think it's pretty popular because they had a lot of reviews, and I had a really fun time looking through the reviews.
First impression, I only had one hit of it when I first got home. Good. I do feel energized a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, definitely. I was really tired when I got home.
That was my first hit of it, Maddie. I hadn't taken a hit of it yet, and I'm letting you know right now, I think it counteracted the tired I was feeling from the other high. Because when Maddie got home today before filming, I was knocked out on the couch with the lights on, a candle burning. Because I smoked the weed that we got before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. And I can actually feel this fighting against the other weed. Nice. And I feel a lot better.
Nice.
Okay. So this person, I just love the energy that this review had.
Yee.
Are you able to pull up Leafly so we can write a review?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
So she said, "This skunky girl is so fine, a wake and bake favorite of mine. She gently takes me by the hand and pulls me from the quagmire. Her positive energy lifts any depression, anxiety, even PTSD. Very euphoric, elevating, and ethereal. The deep lemony flavor is smooth and sweet. My nugs are fresh, medium green with orange hair. I love smoking this delicious lemon skunk in my glass water hookah."
Oh my gosh. This person is like really...
"Be well, stay high, legalize."
Wow.
I just like the energy they brought. I was like, this is so funny.
Yeah, that is like, they're a writer.
This one just says, "The lemon skunk is a smooth lemony skunk." I'm like, fair enough. Fair enough. Well, okay, I want you to imagine this.
Yes.
This review says, "After the first hit, you immediately feel it in your brain."
You're right.
"Your brain starts to get heavy, much like how someone else put it before. An indica head high. So basically, your brain gets struck by lemon skunk and begins to sink like the Titanic. And as your brain sinks, your stresses and worries start to drown.
Mm-hmm.
Every corridor, hallway, and room of your brain floods with happiness. And much like the women and the children escaping on rowboats, certain words also keep escaping your brain, making it difficult if a novice." "To communicate all your imaginative thoughts. As time goes on and on, your brain sinks lower and lower until eventually it hits the bottom where you lie in an everlasting slumber. Then you wake up, unlike the Titanic." I was like,
oh my god, that is so funny.
That is a novel.
These people are like creative ass writers.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell that like everybody who... it smokes weed is like an artist. Like, that's such the stereotype, you know.
Totally. Yeah, it's Lemon Skunk, also known as Lemon Skunk OG.
Lemon Skunk OG.
Oh, if you're lemon in a skunk, mental funk, consumers say this strain can help you get out of your rut.
I'm only going to smoke this strain from now on. This is great. I do feel it's nice. It is nice to switch. Like, that weed really immediately, I felt high, but, like, a different high, body high. This, I feel it in my brain. Like, that person said.
Yeah.
They're right.
This feels way more. I don't know. Was the last one a sativa?
It couldn't have been.
I don't think it could have been.
I think it was fully an indica. I was missing this
feeling.
I think it was fully an indica.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Do you want to write a review with me?
I would love to have, like, some of each, you know? Like, have some of that and some of this. So
I do like mixing.
In the day and then in the night. I don't know. Yeah, let's write a review.
Okay. Well, they did give us a little sample bag. I'm not sure what it is. It might be blueberry haze or something that we've smoked before, but
swag.
That way we can switch between the two.
That's what we had last time.
Is that remember? It?
I was like, I said something about being in a blueberry haze.
Ah. Okay. I think, I honestly.
Oh my God, don't look at this paper.
I wasn't looking at it.
Okay. I'm just like, for future.
What would you rate it out of 5?
I would rate it 5 so far.
5? Yeah, you know what?
I
me
took
too.
A hit when I first got home, and then we, like, set up the whole podcast and got ready, and I was still feeling it.
Yeah, also, like, we paid a bit more money for this weed, which is making me think it's higher quality.
Well, yeah.
Definitely less seed in it, I can tell
that's
you that.
That's usually what less happens.
Less stemmy. So, I'm going to rate it a 5 right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a good time.
Say that. I'm having a good time.
I'm having a good time.
Say, I'm having a good time. My brain has never felt so good.
I'm writing, I'm having a good time. Definitely a head rush. I, like, can feel all these things in my head. Can you feel those?
Yeah, I think it's, like, my anxiety and depression leaving for a second. Being quiet. I think it's my brain
definitely
settling
a
down.
Head rush. Feel chatty.
Ooh, yeah.
Feel chatty. Good to smoke
at
with
the
friends.
End, right, listening to my fave podcast.
You're so right.
Too much THC.
Good to listen to my favorite podcast. Too
if
much
you're from
THC
Leafly Reviews,
on.
Leave a comment below saying...
Yeah, this is definitely, this would be a good weed to bring to a party. Like, you're not going to be locked to a chair.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to move around.
It will definitely be good to, like, smoke before, if you're going somewhere and you just want to smoke a little bowl, you know? I don't know. If you're going out for dinner with friends.
Happy.
That would be good.
Talkative.
For that.
So, you can choose effects.
Silly
oh, is
quirky.
Silly on here? Giggly.
Giggly.
A little giggly.
We're feeling giggly tonight.
Yeah.
Title of the video.
Perfect. Well, let's save the review.
Amazing. Oops, there was an error.
We'll figure it out
it's
later.
It's the Wi-Fi. We'll get it submitted. Go like it on Leafly.
Say you found this review helpful. We try, guys.
We try.
We try
really
our best.
Try. And we are. And we're doing it.
Okay, should we play one of these games that
we've
been planning?
Yeah, let's actually have fun now.
Or should
we
do our songs of the week?
We can do the songs.
Sure. Okay, guys, songs of the week. I know you've been waiting for it, and we made you wait almost half of the episode, so.
Yeah.
You know, it's time. Do you want to go first?
This is such a random mix of songs, but I feel good about it.
Yeah, mine are too.
My first one is Magic Remix, the Rico Nasty song.
I thought you were going to say that.
You knew I was. You know, we've recommended the song Magic by Rico Nasty before. Came with a remix. I've been loving the remixes lately, apparently. Mm-hmm. It's like they're taking my fave songs and just making them a little better, and I'm like, wow, that's amazing. Anyway, it's really good. The girl who raps in it is really good.
I really like her.
I don't know what her name is because I just literally wrote the titles of the songs on my phone. Mm-hmm. But go listen to that. You'll see it when you go to the playlist, when you follow the link in the bio and see it. Oh. Pause for bowl. What's your first song?
Okay. My first song is Good Ones by Charlie XCX.
Yes! I was putting that on at the salon because mm-hmm. it's clean.
I know! So yeah. I can play it at work.
I've been, like, checking the vibes of people, and I've been, like, playing music for them. Mm. I feel like a DJ.
I've been having a really good time curating a work playlist mm-hmm. lately.
Me too.
Because I spend so much of my fucking time there.
Yeah. Just so. I actually have a lot of time to do it. My playlist is at 7 hours. I made it yesterday.
Yeah. I really like the song. I was very excited for it to come out because I saw, like, the album art before it came out, and I knew it was going to be good, and it is such a banger. And the music video, I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen, like, clips all over Twitter. Good Ones by Charlie. Good Ones,
yes. Oh, my God. Well, because we started talking about...
You're right.
Work playlist, and I was like, wait. I forget what she's talking about.
It's hard to remember things sometimes.
I didn't see the music video, but... The way that she's been looking in the photos.
No, the clips on Twitter. It's going to be good. I'm really, we should watch it after this.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, do you want to go next?
My next one is Justify by Kacey Musgraves. I love Kacey Musgraves. And I love the new album so far. Mm-hmm. She's like, or the two.
I like Star Crossed.
I do like that
Star
one too.
Star Crossed.
I love it. Are we going to go see her movie?
Wait, you have to see it in theaters?
She's having a one-night thing.
Oh, I wonder if these even tickets. We should do it.
Anyway, that was my second song. Love, Kacey. I put a lot of her on my clean work playlist because it's mm-hmm. also a relaxing music. Because when people are getting a pedicure, I want them to be relaxed.
Yeah. The next one. Okay. This whole week, I've been debating whether or not to say I like this song.
Well, now you have to.
Basically, I love Rina Sawayama, mm-hmm. and she came out with this song, and it's, like, kind of Metallica-y.
Okay.
It's really grown on me. I listen to it a lot. It definitely, the first time I heard it, I was like, I don't like this song.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like her. And then I started listening to it more. And now I
some
like it.
Some songs you have to get used to.
Yeah. It's you called Enter Sandman by Rina Sawayama.
Good.
So, yeah. And do you have any more?
I have one. I've been listening to a lot, again, at work. Hey Girl by Lady Gaga and Florence. What's her last name from Florence and the Machine? I don't know. But those two... That song, I put that on at work, and I go, it's just, like, a really good song.
I don't know if I know that song.
Anyway, listen to it. We'll put it on the playlist. Links are in the bios.
My last ones are two songs that have been all over TikTok the last week, so they've just been, that means they've been stuck in my head all week.
Yeah.
Meet Me at Our Spot by
Meet Me at Our Spot.
The Anxiety, Willow.
Good vibe.
And then, Heat Waves by Glass Animals.
I haven't heard it.
Sometimes all I think about is you.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I haven't heard the name, actually.
Oh, and My Life with J. Cole, 21 Savage, and
My Life be like, ooh,
That's not the same song.
I know,
that song's
good, too,
though. So those are songs, my songs God. Of the week. There were a lot.
I just got a live text message from my friend Paige, shout out Paige. In honor of filming your pod, I just slammed a THC drink. So cheers,
good for
Paige.
Her.
Cheers, girly.
Paige is going to come on the podcast at some time, some point, guys. She literally just moved four doors down.
Give it up for Paige.
Shout out to Paige.
Anyway,
I also wanted to say I'm reading a new book.
Oh yes,
it's called The Silent Patient. I'm really liking it so far. A little scoop on what's going on is, and you find this out right away on the back of the cover, basically this woman Alicia murdered her husband, shot him in the face 5 times,
as you do,
and then never spoke again. And she obviously, like, because she never spoke throughout the trial or anything,
mm-hmm.
she got sent to, like, a care f- facility for, like, mental health.
Yeah.
And they put her on, like, all sorts of drugs. And this psychotherapist is, like, determined to help her.
Work. I can't wait to read it.
It's really good.
I've been reading Misery by Stephen King at work because that's all I have to do. And you guys know about Misery by Stephen King.
Yeah, that's a good book.
It's crazy. I'm almost done. Anyway.
Okay, I'm excited to play the games.
Yeah. We might only have time for one. We can save one for next week.
I have something that I want to do with you. And I'm sorry, guys, but it does require eating on the podcast.
Oh, geez.
So, I came across this TikTok. Shout out to them. Let me find it. Sorry, guys. Munchie Eats. Follow Munchie Eats on TikTok. They post...
Follow us on TikTok at number too much JT.
Yeah, follow us. So they post videos of munchies that people have.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to try this one because we already had the ingredients.
Yes.
So it is... What are these called? Cheddar rice cakes.
Crispy minis. And herb and garlic cream cheese.
Well, it's just cream cheese, but I only have herb and garlic.
Oh, I have cream cheese.
There you go.
I love cream cheese. I love crispy minis.
I think this is going to be a hit.
But eat away from the mic.
I am going to eat away from the mic. Backing up, everyone. It's really good. It just kind of tastes like a cheddar cracker now.
It tastes like a crispy mini with cream cheese on it. Delicious.
No, that's really good.
That is good. The aftertaste is good.
And I think the herb and garlic was a good choice.
No, it is. Good aftertaste.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
So.
You guys should try that. I could see
that's
that.
That's like chips and dip.
You could eat that on the couch for a long time. Sorry, I saw it and we had to try it, guys.
For a long time.
Okay, I really want to play my game.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had an idea. What if we take the names of these strains and I put it through Google Translate a couple times and then put it back to English, see what it gives me.
Yes.
And see if you can figure out what it is.
I saw this idea.
Oh, really?
From, what are they called?
Stoner Chicks, probably.
No, but shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to Stoner Chicks.
Also very good.
They rock.
Oh my God, why can't I remember his name? Regal Joe. Joe and Aubrey.
Shout out did to he them. Do it with weed strains?
No. They did movie scripts. I don't even know that they're the first ones to do it, but I got the idea from them.
Yeah.
It's really funny. They did movie scripts and then they acted them out. Really funny.
Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm not looking.
So the first one is green, and these are all strains that
you
would know.
Wait, so I have to guess what it is before, like in the first place?
What?
Like I have to guess the original strain before it was put through Google?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's green break.
Green crack.
Yeah. You're right. It's God's green crack.
God's green crack.
Good job. Good job.
Green break.
The next one's harder. I would not get the next one. It's skiing.
Something skunk. Blueberry skunk.
No, it was Skittles.
Skittles?
Yeah.
We have had that strain.
Yeah, we have.
Skittles, that makes sense.
Okay, you'll get this one.
I was just thinking S. Hey, and I did not think of that.
You're going to get this one. Blueberry fog.
Blueberry haze.
Yeah. Yeah. They did a good job on that one, keeping it the same. I tried a couple times to make it harder. This one's hard. Solar oil.
Solar oil? Hey, Lord.
Think about it.
Okay, solar. Sun, light. Oil.
Think about it.
Oh, okay. The gas. What's the strain? I'm so high, people.
You're gonna...
I can't think of a single thing. I know what I want to say.
Sour diesel. Solar oil.
We always used to smoke sour diesel. That's why I was like, I know it.
I know. That's why I was like,
this weed.
You have to get it.
Does make it hard to remember things, apparently, for me.
This one. Okay. I did this one twice because the first time I got fork. And it is nowhere close to fork.
That is so funny.
So this is the second attempt. Add Gorilla.
Gorilla glue.
Yeah. Gorilla glue 4.
Fork. Gorilla glue 4. Yeah. It literally just was like, we don't know what Gorilla glue is.
And sometimes I only had to put it through, like, I would go from English to German to English again and be fucked.
Yeah.
Blue Wave.
Blue Wave. I don't even know. Blue.
We smoked this before and we talked very highly of it.
Really?
Yeah. We smoked it in a joint or something.
If you think I could think of one strain name that we've ever smoked before, except for...
It's a creature that swims in the ocean.
Is it Blue Whale?
Yeah. It's Blue Whale.
Oh, really? I was going to say Blue Whale, but then I'm like, there's not a strain name. Blue Whale.
Yeah, we smoked Blue Whale. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, it was so good, Maddie.
I remember Great White Shark.
And I think you could get this one. Apple Express.
Pineapple Express.
Yeah. Good job.
Oh, my God. Fun. Fun. That was just... I can't remember.
There were so many. I had to stop myself. I wanted to do so many more.
I have to pay attention more to remember the strain names.
Yeah.
Because I always forget. I always remember the ones that we were smoking when we first started. Smoking, like, joints a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Going and buying them from the dispensary.
I will have an experience. So, one time I smoked Gather. Well, and I got really fucking giggly, and I had such a good time. So now I'm always like, oh, that Gather, when I smoked Gather, there are definitely it was so good.
That stand out.
Yeah.
I think this one I'll remember. Lemon Skunk. I'm going to remember Blueberry Haze because that shit was crazy.
That shit was crazy. It was good if you like, if you're trying to fall the fuck asleep.
It's good.
Get yourself some Blueberry Haze.
Or like, if you're just like watching a movie, like, you know, like sitting, you know, not having to go anywhere or do anything. Like on a rainy day, that's your friend. Because I honestly, like, when I would smoke it during the day, like when I would be going out, like I wouldn't be like falling asleep when I was out with my friends. Like I was fine. It was just like my body was lagging, you know? It was not moving quick. I felt like a slow motion sloth zombie.
Yeah.
The subway was crazy experience. I was like, whoa. What's going on?
Oh, well, we're kind of out of time to do the game that you planned.
I think we should save it for next week.
I think we should, too.
Keep them wanting more. Keep them coming back. It's going to be fun.
Should we give them a hint? Yeah.
Guessing celebrities' real names. Finding out celebrities' real names. Who's lying? Who's lying?
I'm curious.
And I...
Because I know...
Would be if I were you, because it's crazy.
I know Rihanna is Robin.
I didn't put the ones I thought you would, like, know.
Yeah.
So I didn't put Rihanna.
Yeah.
I didn't put Rihanna. I didn't put Miley Cyrus. I didn't put... Okay,
yeah.
I don't even know.
Miley Cyrus as in Hannah Montana?
As in Destiny Hope Cyrus.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that, but I would have forgotten.
Oh.
No, I didn't. Well,
I used to like.
I would have remembered, maybe.
I used to think I was so cool knowing a fact about her, like that, when I was younger, you know? Like one of those things. Like, yeah, did you know that it's not even her real name? Like one of those things.
Yeah.
Like a little fun thing.
A lot of people were like that about Justin Bieber in elementary school. Yeah, especially a lot of people liked rubbing
it in.
Remember
when everybody, like, found out what Drake's real name was?
Aubrey.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Everybody freaked out. Remember when everybody found out he had a son and freaked out?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That's even crazier. Did you listen to his new album?
I have not. But I think it would be so hard to hide something like that, being that famous, i.e. Kylie. She did such a good job hiding Stormy for so long.
Didn't she do it again, but then they caught her?
People are thinking she's doing it again.
I hope so.
But they're
I'd love to see
her,
another little Stormy.
Yeah, I do. I really loved seeing the baby photos because it was like Stormy my dream.
Baby. Stormy baby.
My dream of what I wanted to get for my kid. I was like, oh.
Love that.
Yeah.
I love celebrity babies. They're so pretty.
They are. Holy cow.
It's like, wow.
Stormy was, they're all so pretty. What the fuck?
They're so cute.
They are so cute.
Love them to bits.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore at this point. We're talking about celebrity babies. That is so weird. That is so weird.
Isn't it crazy though? Wait, think about it. Like, Stormy is going to turn into like a 20-year-old, like, makeup mogul girl.
Okay,
like,
you know, I saw that. I saw an article saying that Kylie Jenner wants Stormy to take over her beauty empire. And I'm like, how are we deciding this baby's fate?
I know.
At this age?
Yeah.
What? What if you have another daughter and she's really into makeup and then Stormy's fucking not?
Well, I'm sure that, like,
I don't fucking know.
It's
just so weird to me.
It will happen. Oh, gosh. Sorry about that.
Sorry. I had to do that. Okay, this week got me fucked up.
It did.
Y'all should get your lemon hands on some lemon scone.
For real, though. This is nice. It's delicious.
Yum, yum, yum. Chef's kiss. Okay, we need to go. Y'all have a good week.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that one episode I said we had 199 followers? We actually went down.
Oh my god!
Since
fuck.
Said episode.
Fuck y'all.
So now we need to.
Come on, people. Come
two
on,
more.
People.
Two more. Make
two
a
more Twitter
account.
Followers.
I'm our biggest fan on Twitter, honestly.
You're okay.
Our biggest fan.
Well, we'll link it all below. Love
yes,
you guys.
Bye. Love y'all.
Have a good week. Peace. Bye. Out.